Okay, Ron, you'd base on the dollars to bottom. Omar Rabba Bar Chinanos Abba Mishmeid Rav. Kol Shlo Omar Emes the Yatsiv Shachris, the Emes the Muna Arvis, Lo Yotzi the Chovosa. Shinemar Lahagi Baboker Chazdecho, the Emunos Chabalelos. If you didn't say Emes the Yatsiv in the morning, or you didn't say Emes the Muna at night, so you're not Yotzi. So that was what that means. The Rivavon says that you didn't say the right Nusach. You didn't say it the way that it's in the Sidurim. And therefore, since you changed the Nusach, it's like you didn't say the Bracha. And if you hold the Bracha as a Ma'akev, so you weren't Yotze Kriyashma. The truth is, there's a Machlokas later on, whether you're allowed to shorten the version of Emes Demuna and just say a shortened version, that Rabbi Yochanan holds. And according to that, what's it called? The halacha would be that, like Rabbi Machlokas, rather than Rabbi Yochanan, whether if you're allowed to shorten the version or not, is if you like to say the bracha or not. And then it would depend also if you didn't say the bracha, so you yotze or not. And that's one way of learning. That if you didn't say the right nusach of the bracha, it's like you didn't say the bracha, and mamele you're not yotze. But that in itself is a machlokas. That's one way of thinking. The tour says that since brachos are not ma'akev, that's what we spoke about before, so it can't be that you're not yotze at all. Even if you didn't say the brach at all, you're not yotze. So he says what it means is lo yotze, like we had a few times already, lo yotze can mean not that you're not yotze at all, but you're not yotze kitikuna. You're not yotze the mitzvah in its proper way, but you're yotze kriyashma for sure. And the Rav Haigon says that if brachos are ma'akev, like we said yesterday, there's opinion that says that the brachos are ma'akev, the Rambam holds like that also, then you're not yotzei at all because you're mishane mimadbeya shetovu chachomin. If you didn't say the bracha the way that it was instituted, then you changed what the chachomim said, and the halacha is kol hamishane mimadbeya shetovu chachomin is not yotzei. The Prisha says that it's talking over here where you change the Seder and you said Emes the Yatsiv at night and Emes the Moon in the morning. And that also, you're not Yotze. And Shaila is what it means, you're not Yotze. But whatever it means, either you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Kitikun or you're not Yotze at all, you have to say the proper Bruch in the morning and the proper Bruch at night, not switch them around. Okay, and the idea, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecho, Tosa says, there are two ideas here. One is that Lahagid Baboker Chazdecho is going back on Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to take us out of Mitzrayim, and that's Emes the Yatziv. And the Munascha Balelo speaks also about the future, that we have the Munah that the Rabbanu Shalom will save us from this Golus too. So Emes the Munah speaks also about the future, Emes the Yatziv speaks about the past. And another pshat, Tosa says, that why Emes the Emunah at night and Emes the Yatsiv in the daytime. The Emunah is that a person has Emunah at night that he gives his neshama up to the Rabbanu Shalom expecting to get it back in the morning. And the Tzlach says that the Inami also explains the morning. The Hagib Baboker Chazdecho, the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the mornings, he gives you back your neshama. And at night you have Emunah to give it up to him to go to sleep, hoping that you'll get it back in the morning. Okay. The Emes the Yatsiv, the second next Tosus says that is not going on the Shechina. Emes the Yatsiv is going on Hadover Hazeh, right, that you say afterwards. And the reason Tosus says that it's not going on the Shechina, because you're not allowed to say too many Shvachos of the Rabbanu Shalom. The more you say, the worse it is. Because Mi Yimalel Gvuras Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tilaso, it's a Gemara later on. That only somebody who can say all the Shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom should say any of it. So there's certain Shevach you say, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and that's what the Torah said you can say. But to go and be verbose and say too much Shevach, that is not proper. The here, there is a difference of opinion what that means. Some say that it's only in Tefillah that you're not allowed to say too much Shevach. But in Tachanunim, right, the Rosh brings down that in Tachanunim, you're allowed to say shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom when you're begging for things or whatever. Just when you're davening tefillah, you're not allowed to say more than Hakeel Agod LaGibor VaNora, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. But in Tachanunim, you're allowed to say more. The svara why taka Tachanunim is different than tefillah could be that tefillah you are describing, you're saying shevach of the Rabbanu, describing the Rabbanu Shalom. So you can't say too much shevach of the Rabbanu Shalom because it seems like that's it, you finished. Tachanunim, you're not necessarily praising God, but you're saying these tachanunim for what you need from the Rabbanu Shalom. So it's your needs that you're describing, even though you're describing it as what the Rabbanu Shalom can do for you. So that's already not you're not limiting the Rabbanu Shalom. You're saying it from your perspective, not necessarily about who the Rabbanu Shalom is. It could be. I don't know. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rabba Bar Chinana, Saba, Mishmei the Rav, Hamispalil Kishu Korea, Korea the Baruch, Ukshu Zokev, Zokev Bashem. Person, when he davens, and he has to bow, and we'll see later that there are times in Shmoneh Esrei where you have to bow, and times when you shouldn't bow. So when you bow, you Korea the Baruch, you bow when you say the word Baruch, Ukshu Zokev, when you get up from the bowing, Zokev Bashem. You get up when you say Shem Hashem, and there's a machlokas Rishonim, the Rimel Unil brings down, Rashi's mashma, like the Tzad, that you get up right before you say Shem Hashem. So when you say Shem Hashem, you're already standing straight. And the other Rishonim hold, while you say Shem Hashem, you get up. Omar Shmuel my timer, the Rav, what's the reason of Rav that you get up when you say Shem Hashem? Tichsiv Hashem Zokev Kfufim. God makes those who are bent over stand up. So you say Shem Hashem, you stand up. We always like to explain that the body language of Baruch Atah Hashem is, Rabbanu Shalom, you're the Makor HaBrachos, and I can't even stand on my own 2 feet. So I bend my knees when I say Baruch. Atah, you Rabbanu Shalom, not me, and I bend myself over as if to be Mavatal myself. But that's without you, Rabbanu Shalom, on my own. But with you, Hashem, Hashem's okay, Kefufim, with you I can stand up straight, and I can stand on my 2 feet, and I can assert myself. But I can't do it without you, I need it with you. So that's why when you say Shem Hashem, you stand up straight. They ask, Lechora, in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would say Shem Hashem, the Chol Ha'am, Koring, and Mishtachlin, then they fell down. Lechora, here it says, when you say Shem Hashem, you stand up. So they say a few different answers. One is, there they said Shem HaMeforesh. Shem HaMeforesh, you bow down for. Regular Shem Hashem, you stand up for. Others say that when you hear somebody else mentioning Shem Hashem, you're not saying it, you bow down. The Kohen Gadol didn't bow down, he stood up straight. When he said the Shem Hashem, the other people were listening, they bowed down. And the third idea is that only when there's a bracha, you bend, then you get up by Shem Hashem. But there was no bracha, they just heard the Kohen Gadol say Shem Hashem. Then you bow down by Shem Hashem. Okay. Meisle, mipnei shmi nochasu. It says, because of my name, you bow down. So it's mashma that you bow down by Shem Hashem. So Mora says, miksi bishmi, mipnei shmi. Like before you mention my name, you bow down. Ksiv. Omer le Shmuel lechia barav, bar urien. Tov ve'emoloch milso ma'al yisad ha'om ravuch. Shmuel said to chia barav, I'll tell you something nice that your father said, Rav, Hachi Omer Avucha, Kshu Korea, Korea V'Baruch, Kshu Zokeh, Zokeh Bashem. When you bow by the name, by the word Baruch, and when you get up, you say Shem Hashem. Rashi. Shenemar, Hakol Mishalo Omer Brachas, Birkas Emes V'Yatsiv, Kamosha Tiknua, V'chein Emes V'Amuna V'Arvis Lo Yotzah. Okay, Mashem Rashi, that you have to say it the way it was instituted, and if you don't say it the way it was instituted, then you're not Yotze, but there's another way of learning Rashi. Kemosha Tiknua means that they were misakin that bracha in the morning and the other one at night. Right? So it could be according to that shita that you changed which one to say in the morning, which one to say at night. Shenemer lahagid baborka chazdecha, ubirkas emes v'yatsiv, kula al chesed sho'asim avoseinu hi. Right, the bracha of Emes V'Yatsev is going on the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did show Tzion Mitzrayim. Ubokol Hamayam. the Hevira, and all the past chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us is mentioned in Emes V'Yatzin, which is still Gal Yisrael. Ubirkas Emes V'Emunah Medaber Bo Afal HaSidos. Even though Emes V'Emunah also speaks about the past, it also speaks about the future. Sh'onu Mitzapim Sh'yikayim Lanu Achta Chosu V'Emunasu V'Go'aleinu Miyad Melachim or Miyad Aritzim V'Lasum Nafshenu B'Chayim U'Lahadricheinu Albonos Oiveinu Kol Eila Hanisim HaTadirim Tomit. These are not only for the real, our future, but in the immediate future also. We hope that Rabban Shalom will save us also along the way. Shu Korea Ba'avos, Ba'hodoa Korea Ba'baruch, right? In Avos and Hodoa, that's the place you have to bow, right? So when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, that's when you say Baruch, you bow down. And in Hodoa also, in Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Hatov Shimcha, in the Baruch, you bow. The Zokish Pesachim, you master as Hashem. Master as Rashi, that you get up, right, so called, when you mention Hashem, Al Shem Hashem Zokit Kefufim. Nochas, Loshen Hachno. Nochas means that you should humble yourself when you say Shem Hashem. Okay, Rav Sheshes Kikora, Kora Kechizra. When Rav Sheshes bowed, he bowed like a staff. Shaved, Biad Odom. Person has a stick in his hand, the chovto klapi mal, he pushes it down, the vasachas, it all goes down at once. So his kriya was all at once. Head and body, what's it called? You bend your knees, you bend your head and your body all at once. Ki kazakiv zakiv kechivya. When he got up though, he got up like a snake, Rashi, benachas, slowly. He didn't get up all at once. Rosho tchila, first you pick up your head, as you bow your head and your body when you bow. So when you get up, you pick up your head first, and then the rest of your body. The Avrakat Gufa. Shalotira Kriyosa Lov Kamosi. You shouldn't get up all at once, because it looks like it was a bother to be down there, and you want to get rid of it as fast as possible. So you come up from the bowing slowly. And Rashi says, first you pick up your head, and then your body. Other Rishonim say just the opposite. First you pick up your body with your head still bowed, and then after your body is straight, you pick up your head too. Rashi says, "Kechivya kenochash hazeh shuzokif atzmo magbia harosh tchila." The snake, when he picks himself up, first picks his head up. The nisgat ma'at ma'at, and then the rest of the body of the snake also comes up. Others say that's mamish the opposite. The snake's head is kafuf, even when its body is straight up. So it really should be the other way. Okay. That is. The Omer Rabba Barchinen Asaba Mishmei the Rav Kol Hashana Kula Odom Espal Hakela Kadosh Melech Oed Tzlako Mishpat Chutz Miasar Yomim Shvein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Shemispal HaMelech HaKadosh VaHaMelech HaMishpat. The whole year a person says Hakela Kadosh and Melech Oed Tzlako Mishpat, except for Aseres Neitshuva. Then you say HaMelech HaKadosh instead of Hakela Kadosh, the HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech Oed Tzlako Mishpat. Rebbe Lezer Omar, Afilu Omar Hakel HaKadosh Yatsa. Rebbe Lezer says, even if you said during Aseres Meitshuva, Hakel HaKadosh, you're also Yotze. Shenemar, Vayigva Hashem Tzlokos Bamishpat, the Hakel HaKadosh Nikdash Mitzlaka, the Rebbe Shalom will be elevated through his judgment, and the Hakel HaKadosh, right, the holy power, will be sanctified through Tzedakah. When is the Rebbeinu Shlom elevated with Nishpat? That's during Aseres Meitshuva. And still it says, Hakel HaKadosh. My Havi Allah, what's the halacha? Om Rav Yosef, Hakel HaKadosh, Umelech Oheit Tzlako Mishpat. Rav Yosef said that you can say Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Oheit Tzlako Mishpat, and you Yotze. Rabba Omer HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. Rabbi says, no, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh or HaMelech HaMishpat. The Hilchus HaKarav and Allah is like Rabbi. Rashi. HaMelech HaKadosh, Lefisha B'yomim HaLolu Humara Malchuso Lushbo V'Sa'olam. Since, why do you say HaMelech HaKadosh? Because during these 10 days, we see Malchus Hashem more clearly. HaMelech, because he's judging us. HaMelech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat means Melech HaMishpat. It's the same thing as if you would say Melech HaMishpat is HaMelech HaMishpat. No say ha'aron habris. See, sometimes there's an extra hay when it really is not. It's not that the hay is relevant to the first word, but it's as if it would be just the hay on the second word, right? Ha'aron habris is the same thing as aron habris. Degene aan misgoros aan mechonos. Shukemo misgoros aan mechonos. Degene ho eme categorin. Kemo eme categorin. So Rashi says the first hay is not relevant, right? Just an extra shipur haloshon. And it would be just if you're saying melech hamishpat. God is the king of judgment. That's really what you're saying. Others say no. Hamelech hamishpat is literally two different things. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hamelech. And he's also hamishpat. He is the judgment. Hu ha'ed, hu ha'dayin, hu ha-whatever, hu hamishpat. He is the judgment. So you're saying hamelech hamishpat is saying two things. One, that he's a melech, and the other one is a mishpat. We'll see in a second that it's relevant what the pshat is to what if what you yotzei by saying. Okay, Tosfos in the Hilchos Kavosei the Rabbah, and Bichlal, and all these things, there's all different kinds of nuschos. If the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin already tfilos, what were they misakin? So basically, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were misakin the general tfilah, right? But they weren't necessarily misakin all the nuschos. After that, there were different minhagim, like the Rambam says, right? Even before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, everybody davened whatever they wanted. After the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, there was a certain set seder to daven. But exactly what the nusach was depended on minhag. There was minhagim like this, minhagim like that. That's what we had before, right? Do you say like this? Do you say like that? There were different minhagim. Later, the Amorayim came, and they wanted to make it more uniform. So they paskin, you have to say this nusach, not this one. This minhag is the one that everybody should follow or whatever. That's how the tefillah became more and more specific. Another possibility is that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Taka were misakin these things and was forgotten. That the Gemara says. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah originally made the Shmon Esrei Brachas ala Seder, and later on they forgot it, and Shimon HaPikuli and Amora had to come along and reinstitute it. So some of the things could be that they were instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. It's only later on that they were forgotten, and then they had to be reinstituted. Okay, but Pashtus, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah didn't make up all the nuschos. They just made the basic seder. And then there were minhagim, different minhagim of how to say it. And the Amorayim decided they wanted to make one uniform thing, so they paskin, you have to say like this, and that became the Matbeya Shetovu Chachon. Okay. Tosfos says that since that is what the psak is, and that is the Matbeya Shetovu Chachamim. If you didn't say it like that, you have to say Shmon Esrei over again. Machzir and also. You have to say it again. Both in Hamelech HaKadosh and Hamelech HaMishpat. And the same thing he says, even though the Gemara doesn't mention Zochreinu L'chaim, Micha Mocha, and Chsov L'chaim Tovim, and the Sefer Chaim, but it's mentioned by the Gaonim. Still, that's also called Matbeya Shetovu Chachamim. If you didn't say those things during Aseres Metshuva, you have to say Shmon Esrei over again. Tosfos brings down another daya, that in those things that are not specifically mentioned in the Gemara, Zochreinu L'chaim, and the other ones, those you don't have to say over. Those are only misukin by the Gaonim, and that's not called Matbeya Shetovu Chachamim. That's not the rigid, nusach of tefillah, that if you don't say it, you're not yotzei, and that's how we paskin. But we paskin that you don't have to say over Melech Oheg Slako Mishpat, because you mentioned Malchus. But only HaMelech HaKadosh you have to say over. All the other ones not. Okay, now we'll see it's a big machlokas, that's a pasha. But we said, Tosfos says you have to be chosen all of them. Every addition that you add in Aseres Metshuva, if you didn't say it, you have to say Shmon Esrei over again. The Ram, right, that says it's only the ones that were mentioned in the Gemara, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. If you didn't say those, you have to say Shmon Esrei over. The ones that aren't mentioned in the Gemara, that are Takana the Gaonim, those you, what's it called, don't have to say over. The Baal HaMor says you don't have to say any of Shmon Esrei over. It's all lechatchila. All these things you have to say lechatchila. B'di'evet, if you didn't say them, you don't say Shmon Esrei over again. Well, you don't say, you can't say Shmon Esrei again, because it's a bracha levatol. You don't have to say it again. The Rabbeinu Yona brings down what our psak is, that HaMelech HaKadosh, if you didn't say it, you said, okay, HaKadosh, since you didn't mention Malchus at all, you have to say Shmon Esrei over. But HaMelech, oh wait, Stoko Mishpat, if you said that instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you don't go again, because you said Malchus, you mentioned Melech, so it's not as bad. However, there's another girsa that the whole year you don't say Melech Oheit Tzlako Mishpat, you say Hakel HaMishpat. So you don't mention Malchus at all. According to that girsa, there would be no difference between Hakel HaMishpat and Melech HaMishpat, or Hakel HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh. You'd have to say it again. The Talmidei HaRamban say that even in Melech Ohed Tzedakah HaMishpat, if you said that, you have to say Shmone Esrei again, because the Iker is saying HaMelech HaMishpat. And there's a Ravid that says that even if you said Melech HaMishpat, which Rashi holds as the exact same thing as HaMelech HaMishpat, but the Ravid held no. HaMelech, like we said before, HaMelech HaMishpat is not the same thing as Melech HaMishpat. God is the King of Justice. But HaMelech HaMishpat means God is the King, and He's also the Justice. So if you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat, you just said Melech HaMishpat, also you're not Yotze, and you have to say Shmone Esrei again. There's a Reiser Leon who says just the opposite of what our Pesach is. He said if you said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Melech HaKadosh, you're Yotze, b'diyeved. But if you'd said, what's it called, Melech Ohed Tzedakah HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you're not Yotze. What's the Svara? So they say the Svara could be that, again, the whole idea over here is you're Mishanim in Adesh and Tavul Chachomim. You change the Nusach that the Chachomim instituted. So between HaMelech HaKadosh and HaKel HaKadosh, one word difference, that's not already called a significant change. But between Melech, oh wait, Tzedakah HaMishpat, to HaMelech HaMishpat, which is a completely different phrase, there it's considered a significant enough change to have to say it again. And there's a Shita Rav Sadia Gaon who says, B'tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, if he makes a mistake, he has to say Shmone Esrei again. But a Yochid who makes a mistake doesn't have to change it. Those are all the different opinions. And again, the halacha is that the only one you have to go back for is if you said Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. The Taz says that even where you don't have to say Shmone Esrei again, you should say Shmone Esrei as a Tfilas Nedava. You should say an extra Shmone Esrei as a Nedava. And but you have to add something new. What you'll add new is that you'll say it right this time. So that'll be the new thing. Okay. Then is another shaila. Here it says, Kol Hashana, you say Hakel HaKadosh and Melech Ohed Tzedakah HaMishpat. What if during the whole year, instead of Hakel HaKadosh, you said HaMelech HaKadosh? By mistake. Right? I was once a minion like that in Tells. One of the Ramen said HaMelech HaKadosh. It's on middle of the winter. What's it called? Instead of Hakel HaKadosh. So, or you said HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech Ohed Tzedakah HaMishpat. The Shari Tshuva brings down two different days. One holds that you're not Yotze, and one holds that even during the year, if you said HaMelech HaKadosh, or you said HaMelech HaMishpat, you're Yotze B'diyeved. Okay, next, let's go on. Okay. The Omar Rabba Bar Chinin Asaba, and Tosis brings down over here that even if you're Mesutik, you're not sure if you said HaMelech HaKadosh or HaKel HaKadosh, and those things that you have to go back, since you didn't get used to saying it for 30 days, right, you have to go back even Misothik. The Omar Rabba Bar Chinin Asaba Mishmei the Rav, Kol She'efshil Levakish Rachim Al Chaveiro Ve'en Levakish, person who is able to daven for somebody else, and he doesn't, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner. Shenemar gam anochi cholilo li meichato l'Hashem nachdol l'spalu be'adchem, that I'd be sinning to HaKadosh Baruch if I don't daven for you. Omar Rava, not only do you have to daven for somebody else if they're sick, in Talmud Chacham hu tzor shiyech la'atzmo lov, if the person who's sick is a Talmud Chacham, you have to make yourself sick over him. You have to feel sick, right, that he's sick. My time, ilema mishum d'chsi ve'ein chola mikem olai, right, the Gola es Ozni, right, the pasuk that says over there by Shmuel, right, that he made himself sick for the Tzibur, right, Dilma Melech Shani, maybe a Melech, Shmuel for not the Tzibur, for Shaul, right, so maybe a Melech is different. But a Melech is not the same thing as every Talmud Chacham, it's not like a Melech. Elami Hachav, Ani, Bechalosam, Levushi, over there it's talking about Stam. That what's it called? That for Achitofel and Doeg, David HaMelech said, I made myself sick over them, and they were Talmidei Chachamim. So you see from here, if it's a Talmud Chacham, you have to make yourself sick over them. Rashi, the Im Talmud Chacham who the Tzorich LeRachamim, Tzorich Sheyech LaAtzmo Olav. Im Talmud Chacham who Zeh Tzorich LeRachamim, Tzorich Sheyech LeChaveiro Atzmo Olav. You have to mamish make yourself sick over him to feel his pain. The Chalosim al Doeg v'Achitofel who Omer, show you Talmidei Chachamim. David HaMelech said this pasuk, which said that I made myself sick over you, and Doeg and Achitofel who were Talmidei Chachamim. Okay. Svarim question why this halacha is not brought down la halacha. It's brought down just the opposite. It says a person who's mevaker chola has to daven for the chola, and if he doesn't, he's not yotze the mitzvah of bikur cholim completely. But it doesn't say that any person's a chola. If you don't visit them, you have to be mevakish rachman for them. It's only if you visit the chola, then you have a chiyu to be mevakish rachman. From this gemara's mashma, you have to mevakish rachman for any chola. So some say it's that which it says, kol she yesh biyodo. Kol she efshar lo, mevakish rachman. What does that mean, kol she efshar lo? Anybody can daven, right? It says, kol she efshar lo, mevakish rachman means somebody who, like Shmuel, was a gadol hador, and he was assured that his tefillahs are answered, and he doesn't daven for somebody else, then it's something wrong. But if you're not sure your tefillahs are going to be answered, then you're not mechuyev dafka to daven for somebody else, unless you're mevaker cholah. That's one way of learning. Others say, what's called she'efshir, right, that you're possible to daven. Not everybody can daven. Some people, they daven for people who are sick, their whole kavanah will go away. They can't handle it. So if it's possible for you to daven for somebody who's sick, and you won't lose your kavana, and you're not, don't have tirdus alev, then, and so you're capable of davening, then daven for everything. It applies to everybody, not just that God will be Israel. However, they say, it's not a chiyuv min ad-din. It's a chiyuv musar. It's yohav l'recha kamocha. It's one of the things that are part of yohav l'recha kamocha. It's not a beferish halacha that you must do this, but it's a proper thing to do. So it's not brought down in halacha. In halacha, you have to be mispal for somebody in mevaker chola, you're not yotze the mitzvah. But you don't have to be mispal for somebody else, but it's a proper thing to do. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to recha kamocha, then this is a proper thing to do. So it doesn't bring down in Shulchan Aruch every seer of you have to recha kamocha. That you have to know on your own what where it applies, where it doesn't apply. Okay. Okay, let's go on. V'omer Rabba Bar Chinen Osaba Mishmei Rav. Person who does an aveira and he's embarrassed because of it, so he gets mechila for all of his aveiras, not just for that one, all his aveiras. Busha brings mechila for all aveiras. The Maral explains that when a person's mevayish, it shows that he feels that it was improper, it's not befitting him, it's not him. So therefore, if it's not him, he separated himself from his aveiras, a different person. Person's mevuyish shows that sin is something that's incongruous to him, because otherwise you're not mevuyish from something that's you. It's not you, so you've separated yourself from the averus. Shenemar leman tiskri u boshes velo yelecha old pischon temet mekli mascha bekafri lecha lecha asher asisa dum Hashem Elokim. Right. So it says that when Yecheskel told Klal Yisrael, when you'll be embarrassed from your sin, the Rabbanu Shem will forgive you. Shemar says, "Dilu tzibur shadi." Maybe that only applies to a tzibur. A tzibur that's embarrassed of their sin, since the tzibur has extra zechuyos, so there the Rabbanu Shem is mochala because of the embarrassment. But a regular individual, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't have that milu. Elamehacha. Vayomer Shmuel el Shol. Loma higarstani lahalo sosi. Shmuel said to Shol, when Shaul went to ask him what's going to be with the war, right? So he brought up his neshama. So Shmuel said, "What are you bringing me up, right? What are you asking me for, right? Vayomer Shaul, tsar li me'od, right? I have terrible tsaris. I don't know what's going to be with the war with Plishtim. Plishtim nuchamim bi, v'Hashem sor mi olai, and God has left me, so I can't get any divine guidance. V'lo anani od, right? God doesn't answer me anymore." So how did he usually answer him? He went to the Navi. Gan b'yara Nevi'im. I went to the Nevi'im, and they can't tell me. Gan b'chalomos. I went to ask a shaylus chalom. The ekra'ol loch lohodeni ma'esha. So therefore, I have no other choice. I have to, what's it called, ask you. So I had to get your neshama up to ask you what's going to go on. The ilu urim v'tumim lo ka'omer. And we know that he did ask the urim v'tumim also, and he wasn't answered. But why didn't he mention that? When he answered, say, I went to the Nevi'im, I went to the Urim V'Tumim, I went even with Chalomos, nothing else. Why didn't he mention the Urim V'Tumim? Mishum dekakle lenov ira kohanim, because he was embarrassed to mention the Urim V'Tumim. He killed the whole city of the kohanim. It was his reason, fault, that he couldn't be answered by the Urim V'Tumim. So he didn't want to mention the Urim V'Tumim, it was an embarrassment to him. Umenayin dachilu leimen shemaya. How do you know he was forgiven? Shenemar mochera tova necha imi. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan imi b'mechitzasi. Shmuel said, tomorrow you'll be here with me. And with me means in my mechitza, meaning in Gan Eden with me. So obviously he was forgiven. So the Marsha says, well, how do we know he was forgiven for, because he was misbayish on that affair. Maybe he was forgiven for other reasons. So he says, basically, Shaul HaMelech only had two sins. One was the one with leaving alive Agag and the people there, right, and the sheep. And the second sin was this one killing out Novar Eira Kohanim. The first one he already got his punishment for in this world. He lost the Malchus because of Agag. So he only had one sin left, and that was the sin of Nov Ira Kohanim. So it's mistaber that the reason that he was forgiven for that sin is because he was misbayish over that sin. Okay. Rabbanan Amri Mihocha. The Rabbanan learned for another pasuk. Behokanum Lashem Begiva Shaul Bechir Hashem. Okay. The Givonim had tainas on Shaul, but since they killed out Nov Ira Kohanim, they lost their parnasa. Because they were the ones who supplied wood and water to the Kohanim. When there were no Kohanim, they were out of a job. So they complained to Shaul, and since they were complaining, it doesn't make sense that they would call Shaul Bechir Hashem. They were complaining against him. They're not there to praise him. So Yotzo Bas called the Omra, so the Gemara explains, they didn't say Bechir Hashem, the chosen one of Hashem, but when they said, Vokanim Hashem Begiva Shaul, a Basko came out and said Bechir Hashem. Yotzo Basko Vomra Bechir Hashem. Okay, Rashi. Laman Tiskri Uboches, Sefi Dekra, Bekofri Loch is Kol Asher Asisa. And I will atone, because you were embarrassed, I'll atone for all your sins. Gam v'chalomos gam v'nediyim, v'lo omer lo gam v'urim. Lathishin is vayish men, who was embarrassed to mention the Urim v'tumim. Shelo yomer lo, I talk around to Latzmachar, shelo nesim Urim v'tumim. You caused on yourself that the Urim v'tumim shouldn't answer you. Me the connected me, you killed the Kohanim, you expect the Kohanim to answer you. Lathishin rak this the Kohanim. So he was embarrassed to say Urim v'tumim. Because he was embarrassed, he was nimchal. Rabbanan savri mehocha shamina dachilu lo, v'hokanim givonim omr l'david, b'sof yomav. The givonim said to David HaMelech, the end of his life, shohaya rov gimel shonim, there was a famine, v'yishol David b'ashem, v'yomer Hashem el shol v'el deis adomim, al asher hemis es ha-givonim, shoharag es ha-kohanim, shohim aspikim l'givonim lechem umayim, Shagivonim nosnam Yoshua chot ve'etzim v'shoav imayim mizbeah. It says that Shaul killed the Givonim. He didn't kill the Givonim. He killed the Kohanim. But by killing the Kohanim, he took away the parnos of the Givonim. They didn't have any parnos anymore. Because the Kohanim supported them because they served the Kohanim. So the Rabbanim told David, this famine is coming because of what Shaul did in his time of killing the Kohanim and making the Givonim suffer. By Yomer David el Givonim. So I want to have a kapara now, right? What would you want me to do to what's it called to be machaper on what Shaul did to your fathers? And then a bracha will come back to Klal Yisrael. The Heim Omru Lo Yutan Lanu Shiva Anashim Ibanav. Give us seven of Shaul's descendants. V'hokanu b'giva Shaul, and we'll hang them up in Giva Shaul. Ubas Kol Yotzu V'sima Achareim B'chir Hashem. The Vade Heimlo Amru Bechir Hashem, they came with tainas against Shaul. They weren't going to say, Shaul Bechir Hashem. So it's not they who said Bechir Hashem, but after they said Shaul, the Basko came out and said, Xbir Bechir Hashem, Shaul even also your boy, and below the Chvodo. Okay, let's go on. Bikshu, V'Omar, Omar Avo Ben Zutrasi, Omar of Yehuda Bar Zavida. Dikshu likboa parshas balak v'kriyas shema. They wanted to add another parsha to Kriyas Shema. He said that they used to say Aseres HaDibros, and they also wanted to add parshas balak. Okay? Which part? Mepnei lakavua mishum torach tzibur. It's too much already. Right? Because of tircha v'tzibura, that was too much to add all this to davening. My timer. So what's the reason they wanted to add parshas balak? Mishum d'chsibua il motziyom mitzrayim. If it's because Parshas Balak mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's what we want to put it into to Kriyashma, Lema Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkolos, to see by Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the parish of Ribbis, Rashi will bring down the Psukim, and in parashas Mishkalos, the halacha, you have to have honest wage, it also mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why don't they put that in? That's only not only parashas Balak. Right? In a short, concise, one pasuk version, you have Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned. And Rabbi Yossi bar Ovid, Mishum Deceived by Haikra, for a different reason. There's something in parashas Balak that is parallel to Kriya Shema. Kara Shochav Ka'ari, Ukilavi Miyakimenu. Right, that they crouch down at night and lie down like a lion, and like a, what's it called, a lioness, who can get up like them? So some say that the pasuk is not this pasuk, but the pasuk is a different pasuk. The pasuk comes before that. The pasuk is, Hein am kilovi yakum, right? That they get up there. The pasuk, the medrashim say it's going on getting up in the morning to say Kriya Shema. But this pasuk lechora doesn't say getting up and going down. It says they sleep like a lion, and who can get up like them? It doesn't say they get up. So the Marsha explains that even this pasuk is mashma. Nobody has to get them. Ukelavi miyakimenu. No one has to get them up in the morning. They get up on their own like a lioness to say Kriya Shema. There's two psukim there that are mashma, like Kriya Shema, going to sleep and getting up. So, v'leima hai psukim, why do you have to say the whole parasha for it? Why do you have to say the whole parasha of Balak, and there's no small portion? It's a whole long thing. Can't break it up. Where it says, v'sulo, v'niri kol parasha, the paska, Moshe Rabbeinu paskina, the lo paska, Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskina. You can't say a portion of a parasha. You have to say a whole pay or a whole samach. Right, a whole stuma or a whole psucha. And in Parshas Balak, the whole parsha is one parsha. So you couldn't say, you have to start from the beginning, from Vayar Balak Ben Shippur, and go all the way till the mice of Shittim. That's the first break. So it's a long thing. You have to say that every day. It's a big deal. Okay, Rashi. Parshas Ribis, Al Tikach Mito Neshech V'Tardis, the Samech Le, Yetzias Mitzrayim. I know, and the Hashem, I show it's Lacey Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Who parches Mishkolos, Avnei Tzedek, Seif and Vikro, I show it's Lacey Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Korah Shochev, Shochev, the Domi Levishach, Bechol Kumechet, similar to Kriya Shema. Shakarish Baruch, who Shomreinu Bishachveinu, who Vikumeinu, he guards over us when we go to sleep, when we get up. Lishkov Shleivim, Ushkeitim, Tariu Kulavi, we go to sleep and get up in peace like a lion and a lioness. The lema hai psuka v'leka torah tzibur. Just say that one pasuk. That's not tircha de tzibura. Right? So you can't say just that pasuk. So the Rashba says this is a halacha. You can't break up a parasha. You can't just say a portion of a pasuk or a portion of a parasha or whatever. So the Magen Avraham asks, so why is the meaning not like that? We say a lot of things. Part of psukin, not whole parshios. We say psukin that are taken out of parshios and are not a parsha by itself. We even say parts of psukim, right? Vayechulu. We say, what's it called? Yom HaShishi, right? And that's a part of a pasuk. It's not the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk is Vayer Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. Right? Or really, the whole pasuk is Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Osla Vinei Tov Mo'ol Vayer Vayvoker Yom HaShishi. So why do we say part of a pasuk? So some say that Bizman Azeh, since we're not Baki B'chaseros V'yaseros, we don't even know how the words in the Torah are exactly. We surely don't know where the psukim end 100%, or where the parshios end. So therefore, that halacha doesn't apply to us anymore, because we're not sure. It's all a sophic anyway. That's one shita. Then there's another shita, that wherever there's an esnachta, you can stop a pasuk there. Right, so parshios were not bekiyim in. We don't know where the parshios 100% are. We'd rather say for Torah the way that it is, but more than that, not. And therefore, even psukim, right, even the Vilna Gaonos, wherever a solid inyana, wherever an idea is finished, you could say that part of the pasuk alone. Okay, the Kolbo says it's only in Torah Neviim this halacha is a problem, not in psukim. And the Magen Avraham says wherever you say it, derech tefillah, the tachanunim, not as limud haTorah. But you say it as tefillah or tachanunim, there's no problem either. But if you're saying it derech limud haTorah and in Kriya Shema would be like limud haTorah, there it would be a problem. Okay, let's go on. Mipnei, what's it called? Omer of Yehuda bar Chaviva, what's it called? Mipnei ma parshas tzitzis, mipnei ma kavua. Why did they add parshas tzitzis to Kriya Shema? Okay. Omrav Yehuda bar Chaviva that Neshiyesh bar Chamisha Dvarim. Because there are five things in that parsha that they wanted to add on to Kriyashma. First one is Mitzvah Sitzis. Second one is Yitzias Mitzrayim. All mitzvahs, the das minim, and the idea that to go against, not to go against, to follow minus, right? The hira veira, and not to, go after your heart when it comes to arayas. The hira avodah zara, and not to go after avodah zara. So if you count them, there's six things. Not five. So they say either hira avodah zara and hira veira is one thing. And I think that that's based on the fact that it says that they didn't serve the eagle except in Matar Gili Arayas. Usually a person's over Avodah Zorah because he wants to be over Arayas. They go together. Or Minus and Avodah Zorah go together. One thing. But there's only five, but there's six things mentioned. Either Minus and Avodah Zorah go together, or Avodah Zorah and Arayas go together. So Bishwa Mahani Klas Meforshim. Three of them are clear. All mitzvahs, the Sivu Rishimosos, Hartimus, Kometzos Hashem. Tzitzis, Dechsiv, Osulam, Tzitzis. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dechsiv, Asherot, Seisias, Chemeres, Mitzrayim. But where is it mentioned, Das, Minim, that a person shouldn't follow Minus, and Hira, Aveira, Hira, Avodah Zorah, Menola? Titanyan, Achrei, Levavchem, Zem, Minus. Shouldn't follow your heart? That's false ideologies. That's Minus. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, the false ideologies are in your head. Your mind, not in your heart. Even though the heart, many times, is the symbol for Machshava, But he held that it was a symbol of emotion. And he says, basically, a person believes what he wants to believe. So the ikr first is your heart, and then your mind follows your heart. And that's meaning, the chenu omer, omer novel belibo, ein Elohim, acharei nechem zehira veira, after your eyes, that's the, what's it called, gili arayas, which your eyes see, shenemer, vayomer shimshin al aviv osa kachli, ki hi yoshra be'enai, right? Atem zonim zehira avodah zarah. That which you stray after, that's avodah zarah. V'cheinu omer vayiznu acharei haba'alim. They strayed after the ba'alim, that's avodah zarah. Rashi. All mitzvahs, nasisim is kol mitzvah sayim. Minus osam ahovchim tanei ha-Torah le-midrish tos le-elo. Minus is false ideologies. Anything that's not das ha-Torah is called minus. V'cheinu omer, omer novel belibo ein Elohim, v'ein lecha novel min ahofet divrei Elohim chayim. A novel is a despicable, nothing more despicable than taking the Torah and distorting it. That's the most despicable thing.